The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning here on the 22nd of September, a Tuesday. Phone lines here 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the globe. I'm here, of course, with Bad Bob. Linda is on assignment this morning. She's
going to
be singing. Well, oh. She's going to be singing later on today. And
oh, where she, at?
Well, she's recording. She's in the studio.
Oh, oh,
she's
yeah,
recording
yeah,
the in
album.
The studio, the
yeah.
album. So she that's got another few days of hard work on it.
People
like
don't
that.
Understand what a painstaking process
you know what?
Any modern music recording
it
is.
It is. You know, and you know, of course, being the ignorant wretch that I am at times on a lot of things, I didn't realize exactly how they did it, and Linda sat down with me one day and tried to explain it. But essentially, it's everything is recorded. The sounds of the, you know, of the guitar, the bass, you know, if it's drums, they can have up to 5 or 6 microphones or more.
Just for the drums.
Just for the drums. And then it's all recorded on, you know, on separate tracks.
At different times, and then they
at
mix
different
it
times.
Up.
In this case, the first time she sang with them. And then to get the tracks laid down for the music. And then she goes back and she re-sings over the tracks.
Yeah.
Until she's happy with it. And or until the producer is, or they both are. And
that could take a
while. That could take a while. And that's the thing, is that sometimes people are tough on themselves. Now, see,
yeah.
Frank Sinatra would go in there just with the band, and they'd record everything at one time. It wasn't by tracks.
Yeah.
But then that was Frank Sinatra. And you know, this guy had been doing it a long time, and he'd go in there.
He wanted that live feel.
Well, it was that they would do it, and boom, you know, if you don't like it, that's, it's, you know, it's as it may not be up to my standards, Frank would say, but it's everybody else loves it. So, and that's the way it would go. Anyway, good morning, and everybody. And a lot of things going on today. We're going to have Leon Evans with us here this early this morning. CEO and president of Healthcare Services right in San Antonio. And he's going to be speaking at Sequoia Middle School today. This is big. This is big. I hope everybody gets a chance to go down there. But, Bob, what's the weather look like today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Plentiful sunshine, a high of 92. The overnight low right around 60 degrees. It'll drop off to about 90 tomorrow. Warm up a little bit in as we head into the weekend. Not a lot of chance for rain in the immediate future. Right now in downtown Reading, 66 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business. It is veteran and senior discounts there. 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane, veteran employer of the year, small businesses in California. That's pretty cool. A couple of things going on. The State of the Tribe for Wind River and Reading Rancheria is September 30th at 11:30 a.m. inside the Event Center. The Honoring Elders and Princes Dinner will be October 1st inside the Event Center. Doors open at 5:30. Tickets are $10. Then, of course, the Stillwater Powwow. You know, if you haven't been to the powwow, you got to go to the powwow. October 2nd through the 4th, $3 admission. Located at Shasta District Fairgrounds, and I think it starts like 5 o'clock or 5:30 that night. For more information, call Maria Orozco, a major force in our community, at 530-242-4516. Maria, you know, I tell you what, first of all, she trounced me in a poker, but she
did
finished,
you,
I think she finished
she really
third.
Kick you?
Oh, well, you know what, luckily we weren't at the same table, and I was just embarrassed in front of friends. Instead of people I didn't know. Well, one guy, but he ended up winning totally, so that's okay.
How did Ramdell do? The Iceman.
Who?
Didn't you say Hempling was going to be playing?
No, he's in Ireland, thank God.
Oh.
Or, you know, that wouldn't be fair. That would not be a fair, because all of us there, and trust me, all of us there were amateurs. I mean, some may be been less amateur than others. I mean, I used to play poker a lot, but I never played Texas Hold'em, which is in itself is a great game. But you know, you need to take a look at that. And Hempelin would tell me things like he said, "You can have the right hand and bet it perfectly, and you're going to lose." And I did. I had pocket aces, and then I had pocket queens. Lost on those two hands, I was gone because somebody else had pocket tens, and a third tenth came up.
So,
hey, you got to go for it. It was two pair. And you had aces, the dead man's hand, aces and eights. Thanks a lot. That's what I went out on. Nigel Skeet.
So named because of Wild Bill.
No, that's right. Wild Bill had that hand, aces and eights in his hand when
he was gunned down in the back of the head.
That's right. By Jack.
I can't remember that name.
Who was the guy who shot him? Yeah. Anyway, shot him in the back of the head. And then was in a trial. They turned him loose. Because of some kind of weird thing in minor's court. He went down to the next town. They arrested him. They tried him then and hung him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there you go. You know, you think you get away with it, and then you walk away. Okay, good, everybody. Good Tuesday morning here. You know what? There's a bunch of things going on. And one of the things is that Obama. You know what? I've got two stories on Obama today. One is I'm just extremely upset with this guy about something he's done. And the other is, I'm really happy he did it, you know? And so, I mean, what is this? Is he turning me into, am I going bipolar on Barack Obama? I don't think so. But you have to point out when he does things that are right, then, you know, then you've got to give credit there. And on the other hand, if he does things that you think are, you know, that are wrong, that you need to give credit there, too. I mean, let's just talk about it. The first one, though, is going to take some while. But so this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional, think about this, in the nation for 3 years in a row. And we were talking about Shasta Regional yesterday. And, you know, they've only got three people in charge there. They've got, you know, on three executives where you've got, you look at and for 715 people in a multi-million dollar facility, Bob. And then you look at City Hall that has managers and assistant managers and more assistant managers and all getting this pay. And the reason, of course, is that Shasta Regional makes a profit.
Yeah.
The city and the county doesn't have to make a profit. So take a look at, think about this. They've got three people in charge over there at Shasta Regional.
Yeah.
And I think it's the CFO, the operations officer, and then the
chief executive.
Yeah, chief executive officer.
The head cheese.
Three of them running that place, 715 people. It was so interesting to hear this person talking about it. And they said, "Why do you think?" I said, "Probably because they're having to work, make a profit, because it's not a non-profit. It's not like, you know, Mercy."
Yeah.
They have to make, you know, they're making a profit. They're on their money. So they cut it lean. They put three people in charge. They give a lot of power to people beneath them to make some decisions.
Your middle-tier managers are empowered.
And then you look at it, and then you look at places that, like government, which is bloated in many cases. I'm not saying especially right here, but in many cases it is bloated.
There are those who would agree with that.
And you would think that. Anyway, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And then it becomes a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50. So there's got to be, you know, you got to say there's something about Shasta Regional Medical Center treating people well. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your delivery. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
From the exquisite artistry of the Moscow Ballet's world-class Russian dancers to the phenomenon of Blue Man Group, the Reading Civic Auditorium is showcasing some serious wow. The 15-16 theatrical season gives stage to the critically acclaimed and includes a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows. The season hails the Moscow Ballet's breathtaking return of the great Russian Nutcracker the Friday evening after Thanksgiving. The festive Christmas fantasy continues with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas show and stunning debut of the Reading Civic's very own production of a favorite classic, Christmas Carol, A Love Story. 2016 soars to new heights with the pop culture phenomenon Flashdance the Musical. The devilishly enthralling theatrical production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular Blue Man Group, and astonishing family entertainment of Chris Morandi's Stunt Dog Experience. For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio.
One more time.
1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda's on assignment today. In fact, she's going to be in the recording studio finishing up her new CD.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's recording there in a local place. I think the fellow used to be in Genesis. You know, he's got his own. And I kick myself for not remembering his name, Bob, something. And but he has got a great recording studio and he does a lot of good work out of there. So Linda's down there recording today. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Reading Civic Auditorium. For 45 years, they've been here with us, doing great things, having great shows, giving a tremendous resource to our community. And Reading Civic invites you to become a Civic member, and that will allow you to get tickets early, give you breaks on tickets, and give you a good chance then to also support what goes on at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All types, different types of membership levels. Find out more at readingcivic.com or at the box office. Hey, you know what? We've got a gentleman here and a lady. Rachel Hatch is here, who is like the head tech lady in the whole area. I like to think that, you know, I like to think that I can, call you and go, hey, what's going on techie wise? And then Rachel's one that tells me, but she's brought with her today, but you're also in the Women's Fund, mm-hmm, which is a big thing
right
here in town. And today at noontime at the Sequoia Middle School, a gentleman, Leon Evans, president and CEO of the Center for Healthcare Services and leader of the Restoration Center in San Antonio, will be the guest speaker. And we are very fortunate to have Mr. Evans with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, you know what? This is, you know, you hear so many things. You know, people, everybody's an expert, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, I can talk about nothing and make it sound like I know things. But you, sir, are an expert. And you and your work has resulted in significant changes for the good in San Antonio.
Yeah.
So I think this is just extraordinary that we've got you up here and you can tell people how it's going to work. So good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I run the Behavioral Health Authority for Bexar County. We do mental health, developmental, intellectual intellectual and developmental disability services. We also do early childhood intervention, but we're known for our community collaboration, where we work with law enforcement, hospitals, judges, community, family members on developing this system to identify people that have severe illnesses who tend up many times because of the severity of their illness to be homeless or in jail or packing our emergencies or our hospitals inappropriately. So we train law enforcement officers in this 40-hour crisis intervention training to recognize the signs and symptoms of mental illness and other kinds of disorders. And in Texas, you have officers have the discretion to divert somebody if they haven't committed a major crime. So we developed this restoration center that has a sobering, a detox unit, and a mental health crisis unit. And about 25,000 people a year are brought there that used to go to jail or emergency rooms or put back homeless on the street. As a result of that, the homeless count downtown San Antonio is down 85%. In 2002, the county jail, the detention center, has been cited by the Texas Jail Standards Commission for overcrowding and deplorable conditions and being threatened to be shut down. Our county actually chose to buy jail beds in other counties.
We do that right now in our county.
Do you? Right. So we started this program as an alternative to criminalizing people with mental illnesses and substance problems. They brought in an expert that says you need to build another 1,000 beds onto the county detention center right away. During the last census, we grew by 500,000 people, and our sheriff, who is a retired two-star general, Senator Cornyn, just rolled out a bill in the U.S. Senate modeled after our program. And the sheriff, she told me that we have 900 empty beds in the county jail today.
Okay. Mr. Evans is, as we said, he's the president and CEO of the Center for Healthcare Services and leader of the Restoration Center in San Antonio. And so, as everybody knows, we have a homeless problem here. We have mm-hmm. a mental health problem here mm-hmm. in Redding. Though we are quite a bit smaller than San Antonio, Rachel will be here to tell you about this, but we're quite a bit smaller. But I think even though we're smaller, which means maybe that's going to be an easier way to get our arms around this, but we have mental health problems mm-hmm. that we take to the emergency room, and they end up taking beds in there for 72 hours. Mm-hmm. We take drunks, and we bring them in. We don't have a sober center for them. Mm-hmm. We do have some mental health facilities. I think a new one just opened up, but they're small beds. We're building a new jail, but for whatever reason, the county supervisors, when they had a chance to expand it to 162 beds, kept it at 87, mm-hmm. which does nothing. It'll be filled up in a week. I mean, any way you look at it. Mm-hmm. So we obviously are behind the eight ball on this one about what to do and how to take care of this problem. So let me ask you in this case is, was it just the fact that everybody had thrown their hands up at this point, Leon, and that said, you know what, we're just going to keep jailing. We're just going to build bigger jails. We're going to just ship them into other counties. Had they gotten to that point, or did it catch before that?
Yeah, well, it's starting to catch nationally. I'm actually on the National Association of Counties Justice Committee. I'm one of the vice presidents. And, of course, most of the people in those committees are county sheriffs or county commissioners. And when our first meeting I went to, all they were talking about was mainly operability, guns, those kind of things. Now, when you go to one of NACO's conferences, they talk about mental health. Sheriffs are very frustrated that they end up being the de facto server of people's severe mental illness. You know, states have cut state hospital beds, they've cut community mental health services. So these people go untreated. The county's a public safety net, so they have to deal with people that are acting out, they have strange behaviors. And so what we've done in San Antonio is we've kind of eliminated that. We keep a lot of data on cost and outcomes. So we actually can prove to the county that we save over about $12 million a year just from reduction in the jail, in the hospitals.
Can you say that $12 million a year, is that overall total, or is that money like moved over into mental health?
Well,
or is it a
little bit of both.
Uh-huh.
And so the county realizes there's huge savings. The jail's their biggest cost. So they do help fund our programs to the point of a couple million dollars. The city, who also deals with the homeless in this population, also fund programs. So does the hospital district. If you look at what they call disease burden, what are the top 10 diseases that cost society the most money in lost productivity and actual health care cost? four of the top 10 are behavioral health disorders. And the same thing's true with readmissions to hospitals. Hospitals are now getting penalized if they have somebody in the hospital and they turn around and have them right back in. So CMS, which is the Federal Medicaid and Medicare Administration, just looked at those readmission programs and looked at the diagnoses. So number two reason to be readmitted to a hospital is the major mental illnesses, schizophrenia, bipolar, and major depression. Number three are the other mental illnesses, post-traumatic stress, which we have a lot of returning vets, a lot of battered women who are traumatized, a lot of kids who are in child protective
services. People sometimes think that post-traumatic stress is just for veterans, but that's absolutely untrue.
No, there are so many people that are traumatized in the community for lots of different reasons.
For a lot of reasons.
And phobias and other kinds of mental disorders. Number seven is alcoholism, and number nine is drug abuse. All those disorders are treatable. And so what we do is we don't treat them, so they end up going to the most costly, less effective programs.
The sheriffs, who frankly, they don't want mental health people with mental health problems there, because it takes away, because they're not really trained for it. They don't have the facilities.
That's right.
But it takes a community to do this, though. I mean, you just didn't stand up, Mr. Evans, and go, hey, this is a great idea, and everybody just rolled into it, because we have, as we've known, and Rachel will be glad to attest to this, we've had several stops and starts in this thing of people trying to, oh, what are the 10 things to do? Take Reading back. Oh, let's do a homeless study and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
What was your leadership model there that kind of like pushed it through?
Well, before I had this job, I was the director of the Texas Department of Mental Health, Mind Retardation, and Community Service Division, so I was over the entire state mental health system.
Well, that probably helped a little.
Yeah, well, it did. It made me painfully aware of how dysfunctional the public mental health system was. I got tired of being a state bureaucrat, so I went to San Antonio, and I knew if I'd try to pull the leadership together, like the women's organization is here, that probably a lot of people wouldn't have shown up. You know, everybody's overworked. Everybody thinks you're trying to cost shift on them. So I went to the county judge and I explained the problem. I said, I need somebody to champion this cause, make people work together. Would you do that? And he said yes. And he got the mayor to co-sign the letter, and he charged this group. So all the leadership in the community got together. And so we've continued that program. It's developed in what's called the Medical Directors Roundtable. So actually, this morning in San Antonio, about 60 people are meeting that represent all facets of healthcare and law enforcement and families and consumers, and they look at a lot of data and around cost and outcomes, and we manage this program I'm talking about as a community, and so everybody's invested and everybody makes this program work.
Well, you know, this is something that, you know, we can talk about this, but this has been nationally recognized, your work there. And the Center for Healthcare Services has received the CMS's Innovation Award for the Integration of Primary and Behavioral Healthcare, the American Psychiatric Association's Gold Award for Community Program Innovation, and the National Council Service Excellence Award. You've been featured in many local and national media publications, including NPR, Connect Four, Mental Health, and Mental Health Channel. Now, that's all keeping it in the mental health bit, but obviously this thing that saves $12 million a year, and this model saved San Antonio $50 million from 2009 to 2014. So this is something, if you use right here, of course, the money won't be as much, but the savings will, and if we can reduce the homelessness and actually have a place to bring people that have a mental health problem for 48 hours, which is the program here. Let's take a quick break, and let's talk about how this works. When you say 48 hours, and then there's treatment in this and training, can we address that when we get back?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. It's Carl Bottom here with Leon Evans, who is going to be the guest speaker of the Women's Fund, and I think the Record Search Light is involved in this, too. Mm-hmm. He's going to be speaking today at the Sequoia Middle School from noon to 1:30, and about how the mental health approaches in San Antonio could work here to reduce homelessness, save money, and empty out the jail in many cases, or at least help empty out the jail. We still have our weekend cowboys that roll through here. And I'm also here with Rachel Hatch, who is just, is one of the prime movers here in the Women's Fund. So thank you very much. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our music machine stopped musicking there for a second. Hey, it's 7:36 in the morning, 66 degrees, going up to 92 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there for any type of jewelry of great, great quality and integrity from the owner, Leonard. 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Hey, I'm here with Rachel Hatch of the Women's Fund, but also she's also the tech guru of Reading, maybe even the North State. So hello, Rachel.
Hey, good to be back.
Hey, the Women's Fund. How'd you get the idea to bring in Leon Evans, who is obviously a standout in the nation, much less Texas, which is, you know, the biggest part of the nation, right?
Okay. Fairly good size.
Yeah,
state.
You know, they say Alaska's bigger, but Texans say, oh, yeah, wait till all the snow melts. Right. Anyway.
So you know that the Women's Fund is really dedicated to making a better future for women and their families in our area.
Yes.
Part of that is we want to educate ourselves and we want to educate the community about a range of issues that affect women and their families. And we've done educational forums on things like teen pregnancy, foster care, a whole range. Mental health is obviously a critical issue here. It's intertwined with so many other things. So that's why we wanted to explore this forum. We scanned for what are, you know, innovative examples of mental health across the nation, and Leon popped up, and then several others popped up, and when we investigated more about them, it turns out they had met earlier in their process with one Leon Evans. And so we were really intrigued by that and wanted to learn more.
You are kind of like the instigator of it all, the founder of this. So that's great. Now, we talked about, and welcome back, Mr. Evans. Now, we talked about how we save money and how we and how you end, well, how you cut back a lot of homelessness mm-hmm. with your restoration center. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So the chronically persistently homeless are people with mental illness and substance use disorders, many times co-occurring. Their mental illness has been so painful for family and friends, they're estranged. And a lot of them, you know, are treatment resistant. They don't even know they have a mental illness. So they're self-medicating with alcohol and drugs, and they're just messes. Not only that, the average severely mentally ill in the United States dies 25 years sooner than the general population. They have poor health habits. A lot of them are smoking because of these anxiety. You know, if they have depression or other kinds of emotional disturbance or mental illnesses, they never get to primary health care. A lot of them don't even have any kind of insurance of any kind. So,
except emergency room when they're brought in.
Yeah. And, but
which costs a lot of money.
It does, because they're unfunded.
Yeah. Right.
And so Malcolm Gladwell, who wrote The Tipping Point, and a lot of people know, wrote an article for The New Yorker called Million Dollar Murray, where he explains that these people who die early or are very dysfunctional are really one of the biggest factors in driving up the cost of health care. Because when they go to hospitals and they're unfunded, you know, the hospitals and the healthcare system have to try to recover their costs, so they raise the rates on everybody else, which raises insurance costs.
Yeah, and the whole thing's out of control anyway. No matter what you feel about Obamacare or anything else, it's ridiculous.
It is. Then, of course, you know, the sheriff, you know, is having to provide medical care in the jail. He's worried about the suicide risk. You know, he's got people in a medical unit that costs three or four times more than the general population. These nonviolent offenders who should be treated not in jail are taking up space for violent offenders. So he and his staff in the police department here spend a lot of their time with what they consider nuisance kinds of things. But it deals with public safety, so they have to be involved.
They arrest some of them 50, 60 times because of drunken public or other things, breaking windows, things like this. When you arrest them 50 times. Okay, so now you build a restoration center.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the guts of your center right there?
Well, we're very poor in Texas, so we don't have a lot of money. So it's not like an inpatient unit. When you're brought in for a mental health assessment, you don't stay any longer than 72 hours. It's usually a lot shorter. So we have psychiatrists there and other mental health professionals who diagnose you. If you need to be hospitalized, you're hospitalized, but probably less than 20% of the people actually need to go.
And do you have enough hospitals in Texas that you can push people into?
Well, yeah, we find resources.
Right, okay.
Okay, so we have an allocation to the state hospitals, the public hospitals that we can use. We also have some community psychiatric beds that we purchase. Yeah, we evaluate a person's ability to pay, so if they have insurance, they'll go to a public hospital that accepts Then we have all these other services. So a lot of people just need crisis respite, short-term residential. They need an appointment made with their psychiatrist to have their medication adjusted. So we have a lot of very inexpensive step-downs that tend to work very well. So if the only tool you got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, and we don't have a bunch of money.
Yeah.
So we've developed all these really inexpensive alternatives to inpatient settings, which really have good outcomes.
Well, you know, if you can take something as simple as a sober center, and you take the ones that are having drinking problems or drug problems, you can take them in there and they can be seen by somebody, cleaned up, and be seen by a psychologist or an addiction expert like this. And this is what you're saying, it's happening. What keeps them from coming back? I mean, how'd you cut the homeless by 85%?
Okay, so we have all these services, and we also hire a lot of people in recovery
mm-hmm.
who used to be homeless, sick, addicted.
Okay,
and we do motivational engagement. So let's take the homeless and the public inebriates. So what used to happen in San Antonio? They have a bunch of downtown bike cops,
right,
who do nothing but wrangle these people, who are panhandling and getting lots of money because people are very generous.
Oh, yeah.
They use all that money for alcohol and drugs, not for food or housing.
Right.
And so they may get arrested two or three times a day. And so you get arrested for aggressively panhandling, petty thefts, criminal trespassing. You're passed out on somebody's doorstep, defecating or urinating in public, whatever it is. And so you used to get arrested. You go through, and this is America, if you get arrested, you go before a judge.
Yeah.
So if you go for a judge who gives you a fine for whatever little nasty deed you got picked up for, which you never pay, they throw you in the drunk tank. They start monitoring you, And they let you go before you sober up because they don't want you going into convulsions and DTs and dying because they've already paid some of those million-dollar lawsuits. They know if they pay to send you to a detox center, you're going back to the street, so it's going to be a failed intervention. So they just spent thousands of dollars. So this vicious cycle, some people get arrested two or three times a day. I'm not sure what the city was paying just on magistration costs, but millions of dollars.
Yeah, we have a lot of arrests like that.
So here's what happens now. They're taken to our sobering unit. And everybody in that sobering unit is in recovery just about. Now, it's a social detox that's medically supervised, so it's a lot less expensive than most detox centers, but just as effective. When you come in drunk and thrown up or whatever, we treat you with dignity and respect. We give you a shower, give you clean clothes. And our staff are on their knees saying, hey, I used to be sick like you on the other side of that wall is a detox center. Don't you want to go and let us give you some help? So these are people who are always impaired, have no insurance, would have never got to treatment. 20%, 10 to 20% of them a month choose to go to detox. Well, we all know that detox is a necessary intervention that doesn't work too well. You know, we got high-profile people here in California like Lindsay Lohan who've been detoxed over and over and over again. What's important is how you maintain your sobriety after you're detoxed. So a homeless campus right across the street is an alcohol and drug-free campus. We operate two dorms there called In-House Recovery.
So you also then have, besides the restoration center, part of the restoration center then is a dormitory for those who are in the – they've gone through detox, but now they have a place to live and where they are surrounded by other people. Almost like a recovery group there that they're talking. Okay.
Yeah. So these in-house recovery dorms are very inexpensive. Everybody there's in recovery. We use a evidence-based practice seeking safety, but you're there 90 days or more. So just because you're detoxed doesn't mean your brain chemistry is working right. Your other bodily functions are working right. So you're there long enough that you get lucid. You start figuring out what you've done to your children, your family, your friends, yourself. You're learning about your disease. You're learning how to manage your disease. We're hooking you up with the natural support systems in the community, whether it's AA, NA, or your church, or whatever.
Whatever.
And we start working on jobs and housing. So here's the statistics that most people don't believe. 60 to 70% of those people, a year after they go through this program, remember, these are public drunks.
Right.
A year after, are still clean and sober. Many are working and living independently.
60 to 70%.
Yes, sir.
You know, I do believe that because I know the ones that make it through are Good News Rescue Mission and a couple other programs that make it through, and they have jobs for them that they're still clean. So this is extraordinary. And then there's 70% of the people that used to be arrested in San Antonio now have jobs.
Yeah,
and actually paying taxes and things.
Yeah, but close. Yeah,
but close. 60 is, you know, it's whatever. But it's better than 10.
That's right.
But even 10. But if you could get 50% off the streets. So those people now are off the streets. Do you think, this is a great program. It sounds like a great program. It sounds like it works. Does it attract people? I mean, do people come to San Antonio?
Yeah, that's a big concern. And, in fact, you know, our community leaders, you know, have determined that you need to establish residency before you're eligible for some of these programs.
For how long?
I'm not sure.
The reason I ask is
like
because...
The homeless shelter, I think you have to be in San Antonio like for 6 months. The hospital district, it's a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, here we've got like 3 days. Yeah. I think if you can show that you've got a card issued.
Yeah.
So, and that's one of the fears that people have is that, you know what, you have a great program like this. It's just going to bring them in. And then so for everyone you put into the program and you're successful, you've got two or three more waiting. So that they just kind of... I, frankly, think something has to be done. We can't do it in our jails.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it, and we don't have room in our hospitals.
Right.
So we need to have a program that treats everything. If somebody does a crime, they're going to have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just the homeless and people are having a lot of mental problems, which we say is most of them, or drunk, then maybe we need something.
Well, we do. And it's
and it works.
Well. There's a conservative think tank in Texas, probably one of the most conservative in the United States. They've actually done a lot of research on this, and you have used our data and other data, and they developed this policy called Right on Crime. Right meaning conservative. And so they're going around to other think tanks, conservative think tanks around the nation, and I think we've even talked to the Koch brothers and other folks, and they're promoting these programs and funding these programs because... It improves the public safety net, it saves taxpayers' dollars, and you help people, and you're not criminalizing people for having an illness. And so our U.S. Senator, Senator Cornyn, actually has penned a bill that he announced at our Restoration Center that was modeled after our program that would help fund some of these programs nationally.
Mr. Evans, how hard was it? I mean, you got the judge on your side. You then got the city leaders on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Is all this like a blueprint that if Reading wanted to start something, it says, okay, this is where we start, and we go from there?
Yes, for sure. And so we have people from all over the United States visit us a lot in several different countries. In fact, we had Orange County there last week, and the southern states of the United States are getting ready to visit. So we have folks visit. In fact, I think maybe the women's group and some of your community leaders may want to come and visit us, because what I'm saying, people don't believe. It's just too good.
I'm reading these figures, my friends. And what I'm seeing here is something that could solve a lot of our problems in Reading if we just had the wherewithal and the leadership to push through on this, and of course the money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the big things. I mean, you've got, you say Texas is a poor state. Well, in California we have lots of money, but we tend to spend it on a lot of strange things. Our mental health programs is not one of the things we spend it on. We've had cuts in that. But if there were grants or something. So what you're looking at is a center, some people, and then also those some dormitories. That's the crux of it, that you need to take them once they get through that program and put them someplace where they're safe.
Mm-hmm. So, I think Reading has a bunch of wonderful programs already. I was just hearing about the Battered Women's Program.
Oh, yeah, One Safe Place.
One Safe Place, yeah. And the collaboration that your executive director reached out.
Yes.
And made sure that those women had all the wraparound services, the enriched services from other...
Put everything in one spot.
Yeah, from other agencies serving this community. So I think you have the leadership, through your elected officials and the women's group and you and other people to come together and start planning and maybe making sure your all existing resources are linked so there's no wrong door and that... You're keeping data on what's working, not working, and we have a continuous quality improvement environment. So we try things, and sometimes they don't work. So unlike bureaucracies, we say that didn't work, let's try something else. And our community helps manage it.
Well, and here is the strength of what you're doing, Mr. Evans. You are not in a bureaucracy. You're not in a bureaucracy where you're elevated because you work well in a bureaucracy. You're there to try ideas. Mm-hmm. And when they work, you push forward on them. They don't work, discard.
That's right.
Sometimes that's very hard to do in a bureaucracy. So that's why I really believe something like this is going to have to be blessed by city and county.
Yes.
And but run by people that are not in the city or county, that aren't elected officials, that once they get this thing. I heartily support this and applaud you for what you've done in the Women's Fund. Everybody, I urge you to go today at 12 o'clock to Sequoia Middle School. And listen to Mr. Evans talk about this, because there's much more, and he's got to be running here, because he's running to other places to talk to our mental health experts in this. But again, everything that you've done, Leon Evans, President and CEO of the Center for Healthcare Services and leader of the Restoration Center in San Antonio, which has put 60-70% of people with mental health and drug and alcohol problems back into society. Taking people off the street, dropped their homeless rate by 85%, and also saved millions of dollars. Now, it's not perfect, as we said, and there's got to be things worked out, but it's got the ground floor here, and it works in different cities. It's not just San Antonio. Is that right?
That's right. In fact, I've been working with Des Moines, Iowa, and in Rapid City, South Dakota, and I kind of go on and on and on. And the secret here is having your community come together and using your existing resources and doing a baseline and see what works and doesn't work and have the political will to change when you need to change.
You got to be able to do that, and you got to be quick enough. And we could start out in a smaller course. We can start out with in a smaller clinic in a smaller dormitory just to see what works.
The first thing we did was we trained law enforcement officers. Then the next thing was we developed a little crisis unit We didn't add the sobering detox and a lot of the other the medical clearance stuff till much later. So
you would have people show up, right? Did you have people show up when there was an arrest or something like this, or?
You're thinking of the mental health cops?
Or the mental health cops or something like that?
Oh, yeah. So our sheriff, who's a retired two-star general, one of the first female generals in the armed forces, she not only has all her deputies trained in the 40-hour training, but her jailers, because she wants them to use verbal intervention before force. So don't go straight out to these people who are ill using your command voice, command presence, because people are going to get hurt.
Right.
And so our police chief... He also has all his officers trained in the 40-hour course. He won't let you carry a taser unless you've been through the training, because he wants you to use verbal intervention before force. Well, I think both of them really want their officers trained.
Of course they do.
Because it goes back to good community policing. You know, you have other skills rather than you just using your command voice, command presence.
Right. So not that isn't needed at times.
Right.
But,
of course.
If you can drop the tension and the attitude right away, things can, and I mean attitude from their side also.
Yeah.
Leon Evans, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you.
Rachel, you and Women's Fund, you guys need to be applauded and told what a great job this is, because this could be a pivotal point here in Reading, if people are just smart enough to understand that. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Wow, busy, busy morning this morning. Hey, let's go to the phone. Scott Chandler. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you got something going down here at Rolling Hills, huh?
Actually, it was last weekend.
Oh, okay.
But it was a golf tournament, and we put on a golf tournament in support of the Military Warrior Support Foundation. It's a group that was founded by a retired three-star general, Leroy Sisco, and they're out of Texas. And these guys give homes away to deserving wounded vets, and we were honored enough to be able to come up with the seed money from the tournament, where they'll take that and go out and find other monies to give away more homes.
Well, that's great. So we had something like that. That you see things nationally. So when you start seeing, you know, when you're seeing great ideas and work like this locally, you just got to love it.
Yes, it may even be the same group you saw on television. They've given away over 600 homes so far, and I know he's been on, I think it was Good Morning America.
Uh-huh.
His next-door neighbor is Darius Rucker on one side and George Strait on the other, so they get highly involved.
Well, that's great. So the golf tournament last week, and so what the results of that were?
We raised $20,000.
Wow.
And they take that as the seed money, and he goes out and he has corporate... partners, Wells Fargo Bank, Walmart, Quicken Loans, and they find these nice houses. These aren't cheap little cracker boxes. These are nice houses. There's wounded deserving vets that apply, and they give them away. The vet that they actually presented a key to this last weekend, he received this house about a year ago, but he never had like a formal key ceremony. So they had that there at the golf tournament. His name is Todd Bamford, and he was on his fifth tour of duty when an IED went off. And crushed his leg and gave him some head injuries, and it was 2 years in recovery. But he's just a poster child for the military. He's a polite, clean-cut guy, and he was there to receive the key, and we were really happy to see that.
Well, you know what? It's a great deal for people because the veterans' unemployment rate is higher, much higher than the other stratas of society. The people have this feeling is that, oh my gosh, you know, guys are coming back, they're damaged. Well, no, they're not damaged. Veterans are not damaged. They may have been injured. And there's a big difference between being damaged and being injured while in the defense of this country. His fifth tour, and he gets hit with an IED. Traumatic brain injury, which causes, which you can absolutely function with traumatic brain injury. Post-traumatic stress disorder, which you can absolutely deal with that and have a fulfilling life, a full life and work and employment. Injuries to your body, loss of legs, loss of limbs, you can still be a very, very much a part of society and be a integral part of society. And people don't realize this. And being able to give away a house like this and for what you all did down there raising $20,000, I salute you.
We were happy to do it. And we had a lot of vets that are at the tournament. And of course, I saw the Navy picking on the Marines and both of them picking on the Army. And no one would admit to being in the Air Force. So.
There you go. Hey, you know what? I can. yeah.
You know.
You
know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, say, you know, a military family here. You know, I was in the Marines and everybody else was in the Army. And then my sister married a sailor. So we all just turned.
There you go.
Well, it was easy. We just all turned on him. But we wouldn't allow the youngest cousin to marry an Air Force guy. So and he said, no. You marry an Air Force guy, you go right to their family. That's it. So so she changed her mind. And anyway, so there's more to that story, but you probably don't want to hear.
Yes, I'm sure there is, but it's an ongoing story.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your call, Scott, and thank you so much for what Rolling Hills did for our veterans. I really, yeah, really, really,
really
appreciate
want to thank all their vets for their service, and it was a heartfelt moment when everybody was there.
Oh, I'm sure it was. Well, thank you so much. Are you going to do this again next year?
Yes, we plan to. Yeah, we plan to keep this ball rolling. And again, this is Military Warriors Support Foundation. It's .org. They do more than just give away houses. They also have a program called Skills for Life, where they get vets back and they help them reintegrate and they teach them the basics. You know, a lot of these people have never owned a home before; they've always rented. So right. They teach them the ins and outs of home ownership and how to balance a bank account, all of those things that people just need to get on their feet and get going.
Well, maybe I should go through that. I've owned lots of houses, and I still need to have somebody tell me how to do it. Okay, Scott, Scott Chandler of Rolling Hills Casino, thank you so much for helping veterans, as you all do. I know this is not the only time you do this. And
correct.
Please, next year when you get ready, you know, when you're getting ready to do this, let us know about it so we can talk
we'll
about
do.
It. Okay? Thanks again
right,
for
thank
what
you,
you've
Carl.
Done. You bet. Thanks,
all right,
Scott.
You too.
You know what, we're going to take a quick break, but before we go, we're going to be talking to a fantastic girl when we come back, because great strides for Reading, Saturday, September the 26th at the Sundial Bridge, and we're going to talk about Walk for Cystic Fibrosis. I thought there was another. I got that part. Anyway, Walk for Cystic Fibrosis. And we're going to talk about that when we get back with our little hero here, right after the news. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. And the other things we have, of course, with the you can register online there. It's going to be Saturday, September 26th, this Saturday. It's going to be the walk starts at 10:30. We've got a lot of things going with that. But the big thing is just talk about what cystic fibrosis is, because a lot of people don't understand that, what exactly it is and the impact it has on lives. But the fact is, too, is that there's always research going on, right? Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenya. Pope Francis wraps up his Cuba tour today and heads to the U.S. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the nation's capital is eagerly awaiting the Pope's arrival.
There's a palpable excitement and energy in this town, and I think it relates to the palpable excitement about the impending visit of this Pope, particularly a Pope that has inspired so many with his willingness to not just talk the talk, but walk the walk.
The Pope will meet President Obama as the Pope exits the airplane at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. A bill to ban most late-term abortions is set for an important test vote in the Senate.
Senate Republicans hoping to advance the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, banning most abortions after 20 weeks. California's Dianne Feinstein.
This bill is just one part of a sustained assault on women's access to health care.
Arkansas's Tom Cotton says a baby at 20 weeks is just as much a person as each of us.
Only more innocent, more helpless, and therefore even more deserving of protection.
The Pain-Capable Protection Act sailed through the House. It needs 60 votes to force a floor vote in the Senate.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting. The Dutch foreign minister says the only way to halt the flow of migrants pouring into Europe is to end the war in Syria. He says people will keep coming as long as the war in Syria continues. He also says the European Union should discuss a possible solution to the Syrian conflict with Lebanon and other countries from the Middle East. EU leaders meet tomorrow in Brussels to try to achieve a united front to tackle the migrant crisis. The U.S. Interior Department has determined that the greater sage grouse does not need federal protections across its 11-state western range. Federal protections could have brought much more sweeping restrictions on oil and gas drilling, grazing, and human activities from California to the Dakotas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
At TIAA CREF, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
An unexpected development at the southern border, says White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
We have seen just in the last month, in the month of August, a surprising uptick.
The U.S. Border Patrol arrested nearly 10,000 unaccompanied immigrant children and families caught illegally crossing the border with Mexico. That's a 52% jump from August of 2014. Retired Army General David Petraeus is apologizing again for sharing classified information with his biographer and mistress, Paula Broadwell. He did so in testimony today before the Senate Armed Services Committee. This was his first time testifying publicly before Congress since resigning as CIA director. Petraeus told the committee that he made a serious mistake 4 years ago that brought discredit and pain to those closest to him, violated the public's trust, and breached his own values. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. Stocks of makers of biologic and specialty drugs plunged on Wall Street after Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton said she would soon release a plan to address price gouging in the industry.
Tuesday's decline represented one of the worst days of the year for the stock market performance of the biotech industry. Clinton's announcement follows the news that drug maker Turing Pharmaceuticals increased the price of a 53-year-old drug for a potentially deadly parasitic infection from $13.50 a pill to $750. The top 20 drug manufacturers whose products include biologic or specialty drugs posted share declines of more than 2%.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Home rents are still going up, but real estate data firm Zillow says the pace has slowed down. Median home rents rose a seasonally adjusted 3.8% from a year ago, off from an annual pace of 4.2% in July. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment today in the recording studio. She's in there cutting a few tracks today for her new CD. But, you know, Bad Bob is always here.
Well, as often as I can.
Well, as often.
Yeah,
I mean, we're always here. You're the man. We stand, you know what? You're the bulwark. You're the dam. You're the wall. You're the towering oak.
And it's a beautiful almost fall day of 91 degrees set for the high, and overnight low will be about, of course, the weather report just jumped off my screen there, 58 for the low tonight, 88 tomorrow as we head into the week, and then warming up into the weekend. But it looks like we are well away from triple digits once again, as fall is just in a couple of days. Right now in Reading, we have 70 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane,
where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, and it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's, yes, the temperatures are going down, but that means the temperatures are going down, and they're going to keep going down. So how's your heating system? How's that working for you? How do you know it works? And you know your air conditioning system, and you know it, that reason that works is because Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business, Martin and his people, have kept it going. Now, you need to have your heaters checked. You need to have the filters cleaned. You need to have all that done, especially after all the smoke this summer. And how do you do that? You call Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. We use them. They're just outstanding. Okay. Welcome. Here it is, Tuesday, September the 22nd at 8:08 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. And I'm here with Janine Klein and Kinsey and Sierra. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, and we're here to talk about Great Strides Reading and the fight for the battle against cystic fibrosis. So good morning, Mom. Janine, how are you?
Doing well today. Thank you for having us.
Good. Okay, what's happening here?
So this coming Saturday is our annual Cystic Fibrosis Great Strides Walk, and we are having it at the Sundial Bridge. It is the annual event for our major fundraiser for cystic fibrosis, which is a genetic disease. Mm-hmm. Mom and Dad have to be lucky enough to both carry a recessive gene. 1 in 25 Americans are walking around with a recessive CF gene. They don't know it until
you're... Can you be tested for it?
You can. The state of California actually does test for the top 30 genes, but there are 1,200 variants of recessive gene on the CF. So everybody has a CF gene. It's whether yours has a mutation on the end.
Oh, okay.
And so then...
Everybody has one.
Everybody has a CF gene.
Okay.
It's you know,
it's in there someplace.
It's in your genes, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have cystic fibrosis or your...
Now, see, all the times we've had people in here for cystic fibrosis, I never knew that.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't realize everybody carried that gene. But
yeah.
It doesn't necessarily
gene in your DNA, the gene that can cause CF actually is what regulates your mucus. It regulates whether your cells can transfer salt properly in and out. And so when you get down to the cellular level of cystic fibrosis, basically because of the mutation, they're not able to transfer salt properly in and out of a cell. It makes everything mucus covered, and it's really thick and sticky.
Okay, that's what caused it. Okay,
that's
well, thank you. You know what? That's I knew kind of the results of it, but I didn't realize how. I guess I should have if I thought about it. But this is so. Everybody has it. It just depends on if it's mutated at the end.
Yeah, and that causes a problem.
And that causes the problem. Okay.
Yeah. So then it's a 25% chance any child you have, if both parents carry a recessive gene, to that will have a cystic fibrosis.
Like, they may not, though.
They may, right. Yeah, so it's okay. 25% chance.
Okay, because we have Kinsey and Sierra, and Kinsey, who has cystic fibrosis, but her sister doesn't.
Correct.
So, wow. So how are you, Kinsey? You're just a happy girl.
Good.
So, hey, so what grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade at UPrep.
At UPrep. I like UPrep. You know, I like UPrep. When I substituted, I taught over there. I really like it. They have Latin classes.
I'm in Latin 3.
You're in Latin 3, huh?
A lot of fun.
When were you there? So Latin 3, so you must have been in Latin 1, too, huh?
Yep.
I'm not sure which Latin class I taught. It was early in the year, though, thank goodness. I say, well, what's E pluribus unum mean? And, you know, it was like people looked at me, and I said, how about Semper Fidelis? You know. By the second class, they knew, because they share. UPrep students share. He's asking questions about Latin. So
just making sure your listeners know that was her older sister that replied. Kinsey's not in Latin 3.
No. This is Sierra. This is Sierra that's doing this. That's right. Now, tell us a little bit about you then, Kinsey. What do you like to do?
I like to dance and swim and sing.
Okay. How has this affected your life, hon? It's okay.
She actually hates talking about CF.
Okay.
Let's talk about it because people need to know. And they do need to.
Because they're listening to her and they're seeing, she's so happy. And you are just a beautiful little girl in this. But
and you can't tell on the outside. So
right.
What do you do? What do you do every day that helps to keep your lungs clear and your digestive system working?
I do my vest and my labs.
Okay, a vest. Okay, so you wear a vest?
I wear a vest in the morning that shakes out the, well, that shakes.
It shakes the mucus loose.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like a vibrating vest?
Yeah, it looks like a life jacket.
Yeah.
It has two tubes that look like they hook to a vacuum cleaner. It goes to a compressor, and it literally shakes her so fast that it'll shake the garbage out of her lungs.
Is this new?
It actually has been around for a little bit longer than she's been alive.
Okay.
She was lucky enough to get one when she was 3.
Okay. So this shakes you real good in the morning, wakes you up.
Get you ready for school?
Yeah. You know, I could use one of those, I think. Okay, and then you say then you have meds? Or
I have 10 meds in the morning that I take for breakfast.
With breakfast?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you're doing fine, huh? So after you've shaken, gotten your vest on, it kind of shakes everything loose. Then you have your meds, and then you're off to school.
I also do a neb with my vest.
A what?
Nebulizer treatment. So she has hypertonic saline in the morning and then at night, and it's basically glorified salt water.
It's
concentrated salt water to scrape it out of her lungs.
And what does that do? Do you just breathe it in?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like an aerosol?
Nope, it looks like a peace pipe. You know, nebulizer machine that actually makes liquid turn into a
vapor
that she breathes in.
Okay. Wow. So you get up to ready to go to school a bit earlier then, huh? Than everybody else. What a super smile you have. Sierra, on there. Are you there helping?
Yep.
Okay, what do
but
you do?
She's like? Pretty.
She's pretty good now.
She's got it down.
But you're there too, though, right?
I have to get her. I have to actually wake her up.
Oh, okay.
That's what I do.
You
I get her out of bed.
Get her out of bed, and then the rest of it's up to her. Okay, y'all got a few more minutes.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick break here. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. We're with Janine Klein and Kinsey and Sierra, and we're talking cystic fibrosis. They're having a great strides ready on Saturday, September 26th. We'll be right back.
V
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Sip wine. Sample microbrews. Enjoy specialty appetizers and a sit-down dinner. Sway to the Lou White Band. Raise your paddle for live auction items. Bid on silent auction items. Purchase a balloon for special surprises. View video of rescued animals. All this and more at the 8th Annual Bark Wine and Brew Gala, October 3rd at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Supporting Haven Humane Society as they protect the lost, abused, and abandoned animals of our area. Purchase your tickets online at havenhumane.org or call 241-5262.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So pick up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning cutting a CD. She's in there laying some tracks down. It's 70 degrees out there, 92 for the tops today, 58 tonight. You know what? Obviously, we're going into our fall. Thank goodness. It's 18 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. A veteran-owned business, and Jeff can't do it. He'll just tell you, I can't do it. He says, no, I can't fix this. But he can fix little chips and cracks up to 2 feet in length and guarantees his work. Guarantees his work. If he doesn't, if it continues to crack or something's wrong with it, he'll make it good. That's right. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Reading. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm here with Janine Klein and her daughter Kinsey and her other daughter Sierra. And Kinsey has cystic fibrosis. And this is a... today we're talking about Great Strides Reading for Saturday, September 26th. Where you can check in at 9 o'clock, you can walk at 10:30, and they've got all types of great things happening down there to help raise money. This is the big fundraiser for cystic fibrosis here. So what else is going on?
Well, that day we're also going to have a live band. Showlander will be there with, throughout the day for us. Matson Vineyard is actually going to be doing a wine tasting there at the Sundial Bridge. That's, you can pay for small tastings or a glass. And we're going to have a big raffle. And
a lunch pavilion?
Yes, we have lunch provided by Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody likes the Outback, huh? Are you into that blooming onion?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You know, it's bad for you. You know, it's not good.
Actually, kids with CF need high fat, high calorie, high proteins.
Then it's really good for you.
It's really
good.
But
if it was me or mom, we probably shouldn't be eating the blooming onion, but you can have three of them, okay? Order three next time. You and Sierra.
Okie
dokie here, okay.
When she was little, the nutritionist, she was having a hard time finding things she liked for lunch at school. And she said, do you like bacon? Mom, can you just make her half a pound of bacon to send to school? And I'm going, are you serious? And she said, you know, none of the kids have lived long enough to die of anything else. So this is why bacon. We do this. She can have as much bacon as she wants because life expectancy doesn't make it to where she has to worry about heart problems.
Let me tell you about bacon. I was in a place this weekend that had bacon-flavored everything. Mm. It had bacon-flavored jelly beans. It had bacon-flavored lip balm. It had bacon-flavored, I mean, it was just everything was bacon-flavored. And if I had known this, I'd have brought you home a box of bacon-flavored jelly beans. So it's out there, and frankly, everybody is jealous of you right now because you get bacon.
So Evan's Furniture is actually donated a recliner, and they're going to be setting up a man cave at the Sundial Bridge. To showcase that, tickets for the recliner will be $5 a piece or three tickets for 10. And the drawing will be happening on Saturday after the walk. Need not be present to win, and they will deliver. So if you're just out and about and wanting to go for a lovely walk on Saturday, please stop by and see us at the Cystic Fibrosis Walk.
Okay, and this is you take donations there, or can
yes.
you, or does it you can bring put a team together and raise money and
definitely if you go on to greatstrides.cff.org, that you can register a team. We have some fantastic people putting together teams, not only for families but like Hot Bar Fitness, Owens Healthcare, the Screaming Eagles, Simpson University Strike Team, the Waxing Lounge, West Valley High School. They've all set up teams.
That's great. You know what? That's super. Now, you, young lady, just went on a cruise. Is that right?
Yes.
And where'd you go? Where'd the family go, I guess I should say?
It was my Make-A-Wish.
Uh-huh, Make-A-Wish. They're wonderful people there, Make-A-Wish Foundation. So, and where'd you guys go?
To the Bahamas.
Oh, the Bahamas, huh? So, what'd you like about that? Was this a Disney cruise?
Yes.
Wow. So, what's great about a Disney cruise?
What's great about it is that the food is awesome and I ate escargot.
You had escargot?
Yeah.
You ate snails. Did they tell you it was snails?
I already knew
it. You already knew that. You're pretty bright, aren't you? Sierra, did you know it?
Yeah, I did. It was really good.
Isn't escargot good? I mean, you can make it at home, too, Mom. Did you know that? It's high protein, high fat. Just thought I'd throw that in there for you. You know, you put all that butter on there, the olive. Oh, yeah, a little garlic. You can have all the snails you want, right? You can probably eat, like, 50.
Oh.
Okay. Well, maybe that's too many. All right, what else did you... Okay, you know what? Here it is. You know what? I just love you guys. I mean, I don't say that very often. Bob, how many times have I said that in 6 years? Zero?
Yeah.
Probably zero. But you know what? I really appreciate you. I really
Thank
appreciate, you.
You
know, Janine. And you, Kenzie. You are just a happy kid, and you've done everything right. And Sierra, you know what? You can't do it. It's a family thing, right?
Yep.
Everybody's
right.
involved in this. And you look like a big sister that's very protective, too. Of course, you look like... Just a little bit. Yeah, I bet. And this is fine. I mean, I didn't expect to be spending this much time on the cystic fibrosis thing, but you guys are... you people are exceptional. And Janine, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us. It's a great cause.
It is a great cause. Are they making any inroads into it?
They are. Actually, when Kinsey was three and we moved her to Stanford, we found about she's on hypertonic saline, but then she's also on Pulmozyme.
Uh-huh.
And Pulmozyme, the way the doctor explained it to her, is after she does her vest and it loosens everything up, Pulmozyme goes in and actually, like, breaks it all apart. So she doesn't have to cough it all out. And so she's been on that, and there's only one dose. So she's been on the same dose as everyone else, whether they're in their 20s or, you know, she was three. And so we figure it's cleaning her lungs out even better. And
yeah, because it starts early.
Right. And
yeah.
They've actually now have two new drugs that have come out in the last 2 years that are targeted for the specific genes. and that can actually stop the lung damage and make it to where the cells can start processing the salt.
Has the and this has gone through the
FDA,
yeah.
Yep, definitely.
Well, that's good. I hope they fast-track that one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. And so they're...
So they can clean out the lungs.
Yeah, it can actually get them the cells to start functioning.
Wow.
So it's not a cure, though, because if the minute you stop taking the medicine, everything stops going back.
But if you take the medicine, it can help. It can clear things up. So you take medicine the rest of your life. Hey, look, we all take something.
Yeah. Kinsey's on 10 different meds. She takes 42 pills a day. Because her digestive system doesn't work without her taking meds, you know. So it's fantastic the things that they have done. When she was born, when she was diagnosed at 6 weeks old, life expectancy was 30. She's now 11. Life expectancy is 38. But I'm 38, I can't imagine it all being over.
It won't
so
be.
We need everybody to come out and support this so they can keep finding things.
Because this
exactly.
is huge. This and the one drug that can clear out your lungs
and help Plytico,
things start going
yep.
right. So I mean, it's there. They're fighting like crazy for it. So all we need to do is get out there and get some. You know, go for a walk.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for coming in here,
Janine,
Kinsey, and Sierra Klein.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. I want to talk a little bit about good and bad things coming out of Washington, D.C. I know that's easy to do. We'll be right back for my latest thoughts on that. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, October 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tensions are high and anticipation is building for the 26th annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. In fact, some ducks are already out there training. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. Everyone wins and you could be the winner of a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina.
We've got to be ready for September 27th at 1:30 for the big dog.
Plus, second prize is a San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of InterWest Insurance.
See you there September 27th at 1:30 p.m.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:30 in the morning here on the 22nd day, Tuesday here. Linda's in the, I think she's in the recording studio about right now, or getting ready to go in the recording studio. I'm here with Bad Bob. Bad Bob, what's the weather look like today?
Well, it is 72 degrees right now here in our beautiful city as we fall begin kicks off tomorrow. The autumnal equinox
is
tomorrow.
Is it official?
4 a.m. Eastern.
I think it's Yom Kippur tomorrow, too.
I would not know that, but it would not surprise me. Look for highs today in the lower 90s. That's a revision from an earlier forecast. It'll be dropping down into the 80s as we head into the week. Overnight lows in the 50s. Excellent sleeping weather, and again, 72 degrees in Reading.
Yeah, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. And tomorrow is the official start of autumn and Yom Kippur. So there's the Yom Kippur War many years ago. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, a better-known business that are just great guys. DC, Tim, and Logan. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's like the Cheers of barbershops. I love this place. It's a great place. And I recommend anybody go there. And people that don't. People that go, men that go to hair salons. I mean, it's okay. You want to do that. I mean, you can sit there and talk about, I don't know what, different color hair.
It doesn't interfere with your manliness.
Well, you know what? I mean, you can go to, and I'm not saying anything. I mean, I know men that do that. I mean, as they sashay past a barbershop to go into another place. Yeah, I mean, they can go in there. That's fine. We talk about motorcycles there. We don't talk about other things. Motorcycles and trips and hunting, fishing, guns.
I'll be going on Wednesday, by the way.
Good. I need to go today. It's been a couple weeks. Hey, and right down the street is Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy. If you're not going down to Classic Cafe, you are missing out on a great breakfast, lunch, and then once a month they have this great dinner at the last Friday of each month. They throw this great dinner.
Yeah, their 25th or 30th anniversary of their German dinner coming up.
Oh, you know what? You just got to go to that. I don't care. You know, if you're watching your waist or watching, you know, calories, but that's the week you work out really, really hard, and then you go down there and just, you know, you just eat German food.
Right after the 9/11 ceremony, Brendan and I went down and saw the girls for breakfast.
Oh, super. Great. Hey, you know what? Those three people in here, Janine and Sierra and Kenzie, Virginia, of course, being the mother. I tell you what, I was so struck by these people. They, you know what, their fight on cystic fibrosis. She said it's, you know, right now her, because of the way they go, the way they take care of her, the way she goes in every morning and she works at it, they don't take a day off. There's no day off there. And because of that, her life expectancy has gone up to 38. I mean, think about that, my friends. When a child's born at 30. It's about as long as they live, but because of the advances in medicine and advances in treatments, and the fact that they're fighters, and there's that little girl did not feel sorry for herself at all, and she and her sister take care of each other, and her mom. I mean, this whole thing was. If you get a chance, head on down this Saturday, and go into that walk. You know, I'm gonna try real hard to see if I can't get down there and do something. Okay, I think I said earlier there's things that Obama's done that just really, really. I question. And then there's other things he does that I think, well, is this the same guy? So this talk with the one about Obama and college culture. What he has said is this. He said that colleges and students that want to be sheltered from other ideas, it's wrong. You come to college to hear ideas that will just frustrate you and make you argue against them and will at least open up your mind to these other viewpoints. He says, so what if they're conservative? So what if they're liberal? So what? You're here in college to learn and to become, you know, the culture Nazis of universities is wrong. He says, and college presidents and their staff should not be there to protect college students. And I'm paraphrasing some of the things he said. They are there to get into arguments, to find out what's going on, to be educated, to learn. And he said there were so many times he was so frustrated in his college, when he was in college and at university. He said, but you know what? He said, you've got to learn from it. You've got to get off this. We're not going to let somebody talk because they're from Israel. We're not going to let them talk because they're a pro-life. He said it is, you know,
Barry said that?
Barack Obama said that. I've got proof right here.
Wow.
I think I read it someplace.
Because, man, you step out of line in a college class now, you disagree with
well,
the
that's
prof.
It. That's
you wear an American flag, for crying out loud. You get rode out of town on a rail these
well,
days.
Well, see, and that's the thing. It's a Obama decries thin skin culture, and this is the editorial today from the Record Searchlight, but, of course, it was edited from an original that ran in the San Diego Union-Tribune. But it says, Obama says, I don't agree that when you become students at colleges, I don't agree that you have to be coddled, protected from different points of view. Anybody who comes to speak to you and you disagree with, you should have an argument with them, but you shouldn't silence them by saying you can't come because I'm too sensitive to hear what you have to say. Hooray for President Obama. Okay, put that in there. Record that. Hooray for President Obama to say of that.
On this item.
He says he went in, he used an education town hall in Des Moines, Iowa, to rebuke this bizarre status quo. I've heard of some college campuses where they don't want to have a guest speaker who is too conservative, or they don't want to read a book if it had language that is offensive to African Americans. Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah, rewriting history.
Or somehow sends a demeaning signal toward women. That's what he said. I don't agree. You've got to listen. The way you create a space where a lot of ideas are presented and collide and people are having arguments and people are testing each other's theories and over time, people learn from each other. Hello. Why didn't he say this 6 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to say anything. But you know what? He's absolutely right. How PC are we right now?
Oh, man.
That you are afraid to say, and it's called microaggression now. Microaggression, and I gave an example the other day about a University of California, LA, UCLA professor in a graduate class who was correcting English and punctuation, and the class, many in the class, oh, you're picking on us. This is because this is a microaggression, and it's because we're people of color. And they had a sit-in in his class. One girl's crying, oh, how much longer can I have to take this? He said, the only thing I did was correcting English and their punctuation. And yet, oh, no, this was a slap at us because of we are people of color. Wrong. You've got to go out in society. But, see, this is exactly what I hope that President Obama's talking about in this case where – you've got to allow colleges. You've got to allow open thought. On this station right here, on this, I'll say we've got programs on the station. There's only one way. I mean, they only look at one way, just like on MSNBC. They only look at it from one way. I like to think here on Free Fire that we have a different way of looking at things, that we try to encompass everybody in mm-hmm. our viewpoints. You let everybody talk about things. But the only way you're going to learn, and especially kids in college, and well, now it's going into high school, they've got to be open to having other ideas thrown into their face.
Yeah, and this idea that, oh, you're restricting our ability to communicate. No, you have to. Free expression, fine. But when I say chair, we all should think of pretty much the same thing
yeah.
if we are to communicate effectively.
Or how about this? The chair is sitting in the corner. The has to be capitalized. Chair is the noun, and it's in you end the sentence with a period. This chair is sitting in the corner. Okay, there's what's wrong with that? And then you get into people saying, "Oh no, that's not the way we talk." I don't care how you talk, but you've got to also be able to articulate thoughts and ideas in a well thought out, concise way of writing. And trust me, I have been in so many instances where I have seen writing that is just so horrible. And I just, yeah. I just, how did, what college, what university did you go to?
Okay, as a military man, you saw firsthand the consequences of inadequate and inaccurate communications.
Oh, yeah.
When things go very sideways because what was transmitted is not what was received.
It's a simple thing. Get 10 of your friends. Put them, go out to a football field or just go on down in your street. You're having a party. You whisper something into the ear of the first guy or girl, and you say, okay. And then that person just runs like 15 feet. Runs, can't or trots 15 feet, tells the next person, what you just told them. And then you go through, by the time the 10th one comes back and tells you what it is, to see how much it's changed.
The reality and distortion.
The reality field. Distortion on that, not because because it's verbally. It's verbally. So you need to be able to write something that's clear and concise, and that's what you mean. I mean, you can get into – I mean, I've read things that misspellings – the misspellings and grammar mistakes and the punctuation mistakes are so grievous that you end up just completely ignoring what they're saying sometimes.
Yeah.
Until you can rewrite it in your head or make it – okay, now what did he actually say or she? I mean, spelled Marine Corps wrong? Come on.
Yeah. Well, I told you about my brother-in-law who works for Honeywell. We're building multi-million dollar machines and evaluations of them, and he has to correct these fresh out of graduate school engineers who write horrible reports.
They write
using
like they text.
Yeah,
yes. they write like they text.
And these are legal documents.
Oh. Well, here's the other thing, too, is you're on campus. You're on a college campus. You're on a university. I don't care if it's a small. I don't care if it's Shasta College or if it's USC, Stanford, or UCLA. You should be able to hear different points of view. You should be able to say things in a class and not have somebody point at you and go, microaggression, microaggression.
Yeah.
What do you mean microaggression? What's microaggression? I understand aggression. You want aggression? I'll show you aggression. Trust me. I'm one of the few people, if I want to show aggression, then everybody that knows me knows I can do this. But microaggression, because sometimes microaggression is just the way you look at somebody.
Oh
my God, I look at you and I hurt your feelings. Come on. If that's the case.
My ex was, baby, I don't like the look on your face. What? And guys, this happens to guys all the time, right? I don't like the look on your face. And you're going, I was thinking about dinner.
You know what? The look on your face. What are you thinking about? Are you rolling your eyes at me? Well, no, I'm not. I'm just sitting there. You know, here's the difference. Okay, you want to go into girls and guys? All right. This woman writes in her diary. She says, he doesn't love me anymore. He's gone away from me. He is so distant. All day long, he has been thinking of somebody else. I just know about it. Here I went out, and I fixed him a great dinner. I loved on him. I cuddled with him. And yet, here he is. He's still so detached, so distant. She's written all this in her diary. She says, I am so sad. I believe our marriage is over. And then you read what he writes. Yeah, the Harley didn't start today, but I had a great dinner. You know, there's your difference. I just told you right there. Less than a minute. There's your difference. Okay. But going back to college universities, the things that they allow on are the things that people get in trouble for. And here's the other thing, too. Sexual assault on college campuses is worse than it is in the military. Yet, the military was just pilloried for what was happening there. And by the way, that was under Obama's rule as commander-in-chief. If he had a unit that the number of sexual assaults had risen like that so much, yeah, I don't care what, if it was a platoon, a company, a battalion, a regiment, a division, that guy would have been, the commander would have been relieved. But, of course, they blame it on the services and not the culture that I believe is in the military right now. The culture of losing their way on the honor and dignity of being a warrior.
Speaking of which, the new Secretary of the Army... what are the rest of his qualifications? Did he serve? If so, what? All we're hearing about is his...
He's gay.
Yeah.
He's openly
that's
gay.
That's all we hear about.
Well, but I did read about him, and where he did not serve, he has served in the Pentagon in several different jobs. He's done a good job in it. He has been the Assistant Secretary of the Navy and the Army before he was appointed the chief of, the head of the Department of the Army, but...
Has he ever worn the uniform?
Well, I don't know if he has or not. Did Dick Cheney ever wear the uniform?
I think that should be a deal killer.
Well, I think you're probably right. I think anybody that serves in those type of jobs should have had some kind of time in the military, and if you can't find somebody from there that came up through the general ranks and all this, that maybe we're doing something wrong, obviously. Okay. Now, that's what he did right, was condemning but he was talking about college culture and how that people have got to be opened up to new ideas and for colleges and universities and high schools to eliminate it. And the reason they're doing that, Bob, and when it gets right down to it, is that they get sued.
Mm.
You know, when you think about it, it's they're afraid that, oh my gosh, you know what? He gave me a C. He gave me a C. That means I'm average. You've ruined my whole life. I'm suing you. I mean, they do it. I mean, okay, how about this? You weren't here for half the classes. I gave a person when I was student teaching, I gave him a D. Oh, you should have seen the unrest that went. I said, he didn't turn in his papers. He didn't do this and this and this. The teachers that were over me there, you know, that were my, yeah. The ones I reported to, they both came to me and said, you know what, giving him a D is really, you know, blah, 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 blah. I went, I don't care. You know, I'd already served a tour in the Marines. I said, I don't care. You know, he didn't earn it. You know, he didn't do his work. He didn't show up for class. He didn't do this. He got a D. He's lucky I didn't give him an F. In fact, I'm thinking about it. Oh, no. Well, you know, I finished up the student teaching, but he didn't get a D. He did not get a D.
He got overridden.
I got overridden. Because, well, we can't do, oh, blah, 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 blah. This is many, many, many years ago, so I'm glad to see it hasn't changed.
The gutlessness even went back.
Back in the, anyway. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460, everybody. I hope everybody's having a great day. And it's going to be a wonderful day. It's only going to be like 92 today. It's going down in the 80s. It's 9:15 on Tuesday the 22nd. We'll be right back. You were the girl that changed my world. You were the girl for me. You did the few. I stand the shoes. You were the first for me. You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
For 24 years, we have celebrated, and now it's time for the 25th Redding Entria Stillwater Powwow, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, hand games, drum contests, as well as the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by the Redding Entria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The 25th Annual Redding Entria Stillwater Powwow 2015, October 2nd through 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
National News with a local view. KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's in the studios today, cutting a CD, laying down some tracks on there. Good morning. Hey, it is about, 11 minutes till 9 o'clock here on the 22nd, a Tuesday. Great day, 72 right now, going up only to 92. It's going to start lowering in temperatures, thanks to Shasta Gas Propane for weather. In that. Tomorrow, Shelley Gibbs will be with us. There, she's one of the ones that's fighting this assembly bill to force pro-life places or places that give an alternative to abortion, forcing them to make official notifications to everybody and signs and all that where they can get abortions. And yet they're not having the abortion centers do the same thing back. They say, hey, there's an alternative to abortions. Isn't this kind of strange why people would do that?
Yeah, well, this is the same mindset that says, you know, Johnny can use Jane's restroom.
Well, that's it. Spend a lot of money on that, and yet we don't spend money on things like, helping veterans. So that was one of the phone calls we got during the break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. Wow, great people there. Anything you want in the Espresso Joe store, you know, coffee by the pound, exotic coffee, coffee makers, beer, wine, all types of little chuchis in there.
Do they still have the little meeting room thing there?
Yeah, and they also have a meeting room that they
out. We should do the show from there again.
We need to do that. Yeah. You're right. You know what? Let's do that. And let's do it some Friday, and we can just go there and just have coffee and just have a great time. Invite everybody to come
coffee
in and sit
clash.
Down. You know what?
Isn't
have everybody just come down because it's easy to do with all the equipment we've got. Now we can just go down there and do the show. Okay, we're going to do that. Let's
Skype
talk to.
Works.
Let's talk to. It's not. Yeah.
By the way, those of you who use Skype, it is back up and running, but they were down for most of the day.
Oh, that's good. Okay, Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's offers discounts to veterans. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that's outstanding. All of this, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, veteran-owned business, does a lot for our community. And Joe and Shelley are just really nice people. Okay, what did Obama do, though, that went the other way? All right. Usually when the United States, you know, when a resolution comes up in the UN, this is the United Nations, you know, or like I used to call it, it's the UNT, it's the United Nations of thugs. Some of them are thuggish. They are thuggish. They are terrorist nations. They are women-hating misogynist nations. They're all these things that they stand for, yet they get the same kind of vote. Well, every time something comes up that, and this is from an AP story, every time something comes up that would be condemning the U.S., the U.S. just votes against it and just kills it right there. In this one, Obama is allowing the U.N. to condemn the U.S. trade embargo on Cuba. Instead of standing up for his country, he says, nope, he wants the trade embargo lifted, so he wants the U.N. to condemn it, to trash the United States and, of course, our Congress. Because the Congress says, no, we're not going to do it until we see some kind of proof that there's some kind of human dignity is returned to the Cubans. I mean, when the Pope was down, there was all these people, thousands and thousands of people went there for the services, yet there were also dozens, if not hundreds, of people arrested because they're dissidents during the service. I mean, come on. So what Obama is doing is he's allowing the UN to beat up on our country because he wants the trade embargo, lift it, and he can't do it with a cell phone and a pen. So before we gave a attaboy to the president for what he said about universities, and right now we're saying bad president, don't do that again. Go sit over there. Because, I don't understand why he would just allow the UN to trash us and he just takes her side. It just doesn't make sense. But, hey, there's a lot of things he does that doesn't make sense. There's a lot of things.
How about another major fail? U.S.-trained Division 30 rebels. These are the guys who were just going to make a huge difference. They were going to take on Al-Qaeda. They were going to be our proxy fighters. 5 minutes after entering Syria, they hand over their guns to the bad guys.
$42 million spent on training 50 guys. I think there were five left after like a day. And, you know, somewhere in there you have to think, oh, gee, I wonder how many of them had already been gone over to Al-Qaeda and or ISIS already when they were being trained. $42 million. I got a question from one of the writers around here. Says, how do you spend $42 million in training 50 guys? I said, well, okay, here's a lot of questions. One, where do they train them at? What kind of infrastructure did they have to build? What kind of support were they given? Was it air? Was it artillery? Was it drones and all these things? See, all these things that will have to be paid for. So all the different services and how many meetings were held? How many consultants? How many contractors? All those things. You add all that stuff up. So you're training for $42 million for five people. That's what it ends up at. For five people, $42 million. There's something wrong here.
Something.
Wait a minute. This is the same group that gave us Syria being in a mess already. Thank you, President Obama and Hillary. This is the people that had Egypt come apart and then be taken over by the military. There you go. Thanks again, Hillary and Mr. Obama. And how about Libya? Oh, how's that working for you? Two warring factions fighting there. Thank you, Hillary and Mr. Obama. Oh, not even to say anything about Benghazi. Thank you, Hillary. And then, see what else? Oh, Iraq. Iraq coming apart because we pulled everybody out as opposed to every plan I'd ever seen since 2003 we went in there. Oh, no, we're going to leave the troops here to make sure they have a chance. Oh, no, that got pulled out, too. Thank you, Hillary. Thank you, Mr. Obama. The Middle East is screwed up.
Yeah, thank.
Oh, this. What else do they have on that one?
Well, according to this report from Reuters, Anas Ibrahim Obeid, the Division 30 commander, explained to leaders of al-Nusra, which is an al-Qaeda affiliate, he tricked the coalition because he needed weapons, and the U.S. and the allies were just only too happy to hand them over. A very large amount of ammunition, medium weapons, and a number of four-wheel drive vehicles went into Syria from Turkey. With machine guns and everything else, and just handed the stuff over to the bad guys and took up ranks.
Well,
yet another monumental success in what passes for our strategy in the Middle East. I'm sorry, Secretary of State Kerry, how are you going to talk this one out? Does it really matter?
San Antonio, Texas, the Army general who led the investigation and Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's actions in Afghanistan testified Friday that jail time would be inappropriate for the soldier captured and held 5 years by the Taliban. Okay, Major General Dahl wants to be promoted. Said he interviewed Bo for a day and a half and did not find any evidence to corroborate the reporting that Bergdahl was sympathetic to the Taliban. Nobody ever said he was. All he said was he deserted. He left the post, and people went out after him. Oh, but there's no proof anybody was killed. No, there's no proof anybody was killed, but when you're out there looking for him, if anybody's injured, anything. But to say that this guy, he had planned it for months. He'd sent everything home. Oh, I just wanted to say to a senior officer something, so I'm going to go 25 miles through Taliban country. No, he was heading for as he told other people, he was heading for the mountains because for whatever reason. But the thing here is this, is he deserted. Even though they did not charge him with desertion, they charged him with, I think, absent without leave, plus misbehavior in front of the enemy because of the of what he did. As well as they should do it. He can't walk away from this. Okay, he was a prisoner for 5 years. You know what? Do you feel sorry for him? Then why don't you feel sorry for an alcoholic that drinks himself or herself into oblivion? Do you feel sorry for him when you know it's their own fault? Or puts drugs in their system when it's their own fault? I don't. You know, should be given help? Right. Okay, so he was given help. They came in. They traded five Taliban leaders for him. They brought him home to all his great acclaim until everybody realized that, until the White House in their infinite wisdom realized that the Army really doesn't like Bergdahl, that he was an embarrassment to them. And then all that kind of, impacted in, except for the National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, who thought it was still a good idea. So there you go. So already, it's churning. Oh, we can't put this man in jail. Oh, he was tortured by the Taliban. So what? He's the one that put himself in that situation. He left without permission, put on his civilian clothes, sent all his stuff home, and he left. And he gets captured by the Taliban. He made it out. A lot of people get captured by the Taliban, don't make it out. Okay. Tomorrow, Shelley Gibbs, like I said, is our guest and is going to be leading the fight up here. And it's going to be interesting hearing what's going on with this, with the new Senate bill about what it does to people's rights. And it's not just rights about their, you know, about them and themselves and unborn children. It's about everything our assembly is doing in Sacramento about changing everything, taking everything away from parents and the family. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Senate Democrats have managed to block Republican legislation aimed at preventing most late-term abortions.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell noting the U.S. is one of only seven nations that allow the procedure.
Can't we do better than this as a country?
Maine Republican Susan Collins voting against the measure despite opposing late-term abortions.
Regrettably, Mr. President, the bill before us provides no exception for when the physical health of the mother is at risk of serious harm.
The motion failed to garner the 60 votes needed to move ahead.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The Pope prepares to bid farewell to Cuba. With a final mass today in Cuba's second city. Later today, Francis arrives in Washington. He'll be met by President Obama at the airport. The pontiff addresses Congress Thursday. He'll also visit New York.